I'm Joel McCall for KNOD, and I'm in the studio with Marion Greer. She's the office manager at the Shelby County Community Outreach, or the SCCO. How are you today?
I'm fine, Joel.
Good. Nice to have you in here to talk a lot about what's going on at the SCCO. How are things down at the office there across the street from the Harlan Library?
They are fine. I'm glad you mentioned the location because people still have a difficult time finding us. We are talking to sign people about getting bids for some signs for our building to help us be more easily located. Yes, we are at the corner of 8th and Court.
Your sign's going to be larger than the arcs of McDonald's,
it's
gonna right?
It's going to be larger than life.
Well, you still have markings on that building, though, on the south side, or on the north side, correct?
There is a banner there that says SCCO, okay. And then on the door there is a sign that says Heroes Attic. It's just not very readable from the street. Wow. Of course, when our truck is sitting there,
right.
That has a great big banner on it that says SCCO on it.
So. True. And the truck's been out a lot, I suppose.
Well, the truck goes out on Thursdays to pick up donations and to deliver things that have been sold. We typically do that on Thursdays because that's when I have volunteers who are willing and able to do the lifting and moving for us. So if you purchase something and you can't move it yourself, we do have a way of getting that to you, and it is no charge.
Excellent. Well, I know that the Heroes Attic, it's usually pretty full. You pretty full right at the moment?
It has a very good turnover of furnishings. You know, like 1 week we got in 3 or 4 sofas, and then the next week they were all sold. So it's just a constant turnover of furniture.
Yeah. And it's all in good order. That's
it
for
is
sure.
All in good condition. We don't accept things that are, you know, broken or ripped or in ill repair. We want things donated that are suitable for resale. And so, you know, we look them over. And they are reasonably priced, and anyone can shop at the Heroes Attic.
That's right. And again, it's a nonprofit, and all the money goes right back into families.
All the money goes right back into Shelby County Community Outreach for programs such as the short-term housing and temporary housing situations that we have at the trailer court.
Well, you mentioned the temporary housing. How's that coming along, too? You're up and running, I hear.
Yes. Ron worked very hard on that mobile home down there and has finished it. And we do have a family in there currently using our temporary housing. And that's a short-term housing, so it will be, they'll be in there for 3 or 4 weeks, and then it'll be open again for the next family who needs it.
Excellent. Well, I know that was a big accomplishment for you guys. You've been working very hard on that,
yes.
Very diligently. There is something new that's going on and being established. Please talk about this new opportunity.
Okay. One of the motto that SCCO has adopted is that we are a bridge between those who need help and those who are willing to help. And so we connect with people who are willing to go into people's homes and do home repairs and help them in certain ways. So I'd like to introduce a ministry that Janet Carbonell is starting called God's Helping Hands. And this is a ministry to help primarily the elderly who can't do things for themselves. Janet says on her flyer, "Do you have things that need to get done but aren't able to do them yourself? God has sent me to help you." And the kinds of things that Janet is willing to do are like shopping, running to the grocery store for you if you prepare a list for her, cleaning out your refrigerator, organizing cupboards, some dusting and vacuuming. She asks in return nothing except for possibly a free will donation if you feel led to give something like that. And the way that you would contact Janet is through us at SCCO at 235-7226. You would contact us, and we would then connect you with Janet.
What made Janet decide to start up this kind of ministry, I guess?
She just sees the need for it, you know. She knows that there are people out there who just are not able anymore to do things that they used to be able to do. And she feels blessed to be able to help people and to have the time to help people right now. And so she just wants to get out there and help. This is also something she has kind of a vision for, that if there are others who would also could also see themselves in doing that kind of thing, that they would maybe join forces with her, and that this type of a thing could grow and really serve the community.
Well, and I think you're talking about things that obviously are a need. I could see that for sure, and definitely some of the items that she's talking about and willing to step up and do.
Yes.
The hours and things like that. One thing I want to mention, though, actually ask, is has Janet volunteered at the SCCO for quite a while then, too?
She has volunteered at SCCO from time to time, yes.
Okay, yeah.
She has been part of our organization for a while.
That's how I wondered how you kind of mm-hmm. teamed up together. Well, explain the hours of the Heroes Attic, the SCCO actual office, things like that. I know you have a Facebook page, too. You probably yes. promote that.
Yes, we do have a Facebook page. You can look for us on Facebook at Shelby County Community Outreach. Our phone number, as I mentioned, is 712-235-7226. We have hours in the afternoon from on Tuesday and Wednesday from 2 to 6, on Thursday from 2 to 8, and on Friday from 11 to 3.
And location, mention it one more time since we hit it right away.
We are at the corner of 8th and Court. Our address is 1105 8th Street. It's the old American Legion building on just behind Mid-States Bank.
Now, I know we'll have you back in here in June and July, but I guess one question before I let you go is the fair is coming up.
Ah, yes.
Are you guys going to be covering that again?
We are going to be covering that. We have the food booth at the fair, and we love to have lots of volunteers help us to run that. Many hands make a very efficient food booth. So if you're interested in helping SCCO at the food booth at the fair, call us at 235-7226.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Marion, for coming in. We always do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Joel.
You bet. That was Marion Greer. She's the office manager of the SCCO. For KNOD, I'm Joel McCall.